Yeah, good afternoon, Bob. Good to hear you. I recognize the voice, but I couldn't remember the name. It's been a while since I heard you. And, Joe, I cruise YouTube all the time. There's been a whole lot of videos on seismic activity around the Great Lakes, a lot of warnings. Apparently, at the bottom of the Great Lakes, it's kind of cracking open. It's kind of like we're sitting over top of Yellowstone or something like that. So who knows what's going on. But 60 degrees in Edmonton, that's wow. I hope it comes this way.
Yep, you and me both. Yeah, he's been annoying his mom, sending videos him out skateboarding and doing all kinds of things. But 60 Fahrenheit in February, unbelievable for Calgary. Yeah, I didn't want to break up your QSO. I just thought I'd jump in and say hi to Joe. And just one passing thing. I watched this program, Joe, and they said the analogy is a soccer ball. If you throw it into the water, you know, it floats whichever way. If you attach a weight to one point of the ball, that's going to, you know, go down and be at the bottom. They were saying in the last 40 years, there's been so much build-up in China, you know, buildings and industrial complexes. Huge amount of concrete. They're saying that has an adverse effect. I firmly believe that. But there's one Russian scientist that I've followed him for a while. He says the North Pole isn't where it is, the true North Pole. It's moving, and it moves something like 35 kilometers a year. So eventually it's going to end up over Siberia, and he said parts of Canada, you know, like where we are, or I am, it's going to be like the Caribbean. You know, there's going to be a major shift in weather. Anyway, I'll listen around one time, but good hearing you guys, and I'll see 73, VA3VS Mobile.